Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So it's always a, it is always a problem, these passwords. And I always put mine in, make one up, think that I'm going to remember it. I never do. I never do. It's always a problem. And then what gets worse is that apparently AI can crack our passwords in... I don't know in how long. So what do we do about this? The rise of artificial intelligence is transforming almost every aspect of our lives, even the way that we think about cybersecurity. And I also told you earlier that there was a headline in one of our local papers this morning that I read you that there's been almost no training within the police about cybercrime. So that's also a huge problem. What do we do about this to help us understand the issue? We're joined by Dr. Wei Tse Lung from the Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. It's a very good morning to you. Firstly, thank you for joining us. These stories and the issue around passwords is attracting a lot of attention. Why is that?
Good morning, Howard. Well, it's attracting a lot of attention because the AI being so what Meta has done is they basically removed the human out of the support role and they have given it to AI. So If you need access to your account, you no longer talk to a human being. You are now talking to an AI, and the AI is programmed in such a way that bad actors have essentially managed to trick the AI into saying, hey, I need to reset my password, but you're going to send the reset token to my own email. So that once the reset token is sent to them, they get to reset your password and then they take over your account.
So, and there's really very little way that anybody would know that they are at risk at this point.
Yeah, I think it would be because they've basically taken over your account. The only way you would know that something is fishy is that you try to access your account and now they say your password isn't the correct one anymore. But are you sure? Because the password has changed recently and you didn't change it. Then you know something has gone all right.
So is there, what can we do about it? I mean, how do we protect ourselves?
Well, Howard, the easiest at this point and the most simple way is a bit of an inconvenience, but I think in this day and age, it's absolutely necessary, is to, if they say, do you want to enable multi-factor authentication? The answer is should be always yes. So multi-factor, obviously, one factor is your password. You know the password. Mm-hmm. The second factor should be something else. And but I also would caution you not to jump in with the latest technology. One of the approaches to multi-factor authentication, they say, is why don't you do a selfie authentication? Because I think I've read reports of this situation where if, let's say, I want to hack your account, Howard, I have all your photos. I know what you look like. So I would take your photos, feed it to an AI to create a deepfake video to use it for the selfie authentication. Then it defeats the whole purpose anyway. So I would say use multi-factor authentication, but do not enable selfie authentication, where you know we use your face to prove that you are indeed you.
Is the future of passwords at risk? I mean, do we see a time that in fact we won't even be using passwords?
Well, Howard, it's been going on for quite a while where systems are pushing for the passwordless log in. And so, you know, the thing is, passwords are the most common way. And remember, you have to get the entire world on board. People understand the concept of a password. It is the easiest way. So it's going to take a while for the entire world to get used to, get on board and say, listen, we don't want to do passwords anymore. Passwords are easily defeatable.
Yes.
But it is a quick and easy, money-wise, it is the quickest and dirtiest way to authenticate yourself at this point. So, no, I don't think it will go away too quickly, but there have been attempts to move towards a passwordless society.
So what does that mean? Does that mean biometrics?
Not necessarily. So you may, if you have been using a password manager, for example, you might have noticed that when you log into Google, they say, you just click in and say, yes, it's my Howard at Gmail, Howard Thurman at gmail.com account, for example. And then what it says, we notice that you've got a passwordless login key for you. Would you like us to authenticate? And then you say yes, and then it logs you in automatically. So you haven't put in any password, but it's built into your password manager. So that is considered, it is believed to be safer. But, you know, I say believe because for now it seems like that's the right thing.
Yes, because everything...
You know how long...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that would... Is there going to be, or do you anticipate a completely new and different way that authentication will one day be part of our reality?
I'm not putting too much premium on the biometrics with your face.
I can hear that. I'm interested why.
Yeah, because I mean the deepfakes are getting really good at pretending to be you. So I wouldn't put it there, and I wouldn't enable it on my system, to be honest. Given an option,
really?
I would say no. Yeah,
wow.
And also if you think about your past, you know, iPhones by default have the face recognition, but if someone kidnaps you, let's say, and they check you, they throw you in the car, and then they say unlock the cell phone, you go
well,
no.
Well, that's definitely always a concern.
Yeah, they're just going to put your face in front of the camera, and then they're
in
anyway. Your phone anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
very, very interesting. It'll be fascinating to see where this goes.